I got a question for you. From the time that you said, I can do this, to the time your first camera that you made in your shop was able to do it, how much time went by?
Probably 3 to 6 weeks.
Wow.
The first time we said, we think we can do it, to we put an image in front of a camera, and it said, that's a, well, at the time I was looking for pigs, so it said, that's a pig.
What?
Now, I would never in a million years try to sell that first version, because it also said that my father-in-law was a pig, too. So, you know, it might be right, I'm not sure.
Camel boots on my feet, bow in my hand, walking in the early dawn.
Wise Eye Technologies presents American Roots Outdoors Radio with Alex Rutledge and his friends. I'm the Red Bull Mike Race. Wayne Locke is with me in the studio after being absent for half a show last week. Are you doing better now? I know you had a problem with the bleeding from where you'd had your thing done. It's all good now?
Yeah, I would say, what does it look like to you? It still looks kind of a little rough. But
yeah, it looks like you got hit by a car.
Yeah, it feels like it too. I made the mistake of grabbing the baby yesterday, and I wrapped my arm around him to get him up out of the bathtub. Ooh. And wrong arm.
Yeah, it looks like a big old bruise.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's real sore. I actually went to the doctor today, and they said it looks bad, but
fine.
We figure a couple more weeks, it'll start feeling better.
All right, very good. All right, so last weekend, Wayne, we had the, and by the way, Alex will not be with us today. He is on assignment. I think he's out there turkey hunting somewhere.
I'm telling you, I know he I was told by Linda that he got himself another Wise Eye camera. He bought another one.
Yeah.
And that I don't see it at his farm, though. So I'm thinking he's out there scouting and putting them up at different places and just not telling us about it.
Yeah, there's no telling. But I hope to have Alex back with us next week, and certainly for the shows we do the weeks of turkey season, which opens on Monday in Missouri and Arkansas.
Right.
And, folks, there have been some changes, especially in Arkansas. There have been some changes to the turkey hunting regulations. And one of the things that Arkansas has done, Wayne, is they've kind of taken a page out of the Missouri book, and that is you can still kill two gobblers in Arkansas,
okay,
but you can't kill them both in the first week.
Okay,
always before in Arkansas, you could kill two birds in one day.
Right.
You could kill them both in the first week, but now in Arkansas and in Missouri, where it's always been, you can kill a turkey the first week, but you can't kill the second one until after the first week is over. Now, if you don't harvest the bird the first week, you can harvest them both during the second 2 weeks.
Okay.
But that first week, you're only allowed to harvest one, then you have to wait till the second week of the season.
Now, do we know the history of that? What the reason behind that was?
I think it's just one of those things to give everybody a fair chance during the first week to at least harvest one gobbler.
Okay, so it had nothing to do with mating or anything like
that?
I
don't think so. Okay. No, I don't think so. But anyway, from what I hear, birds are gobbling. I know in Missouri, the youth turkey hunt was last weekend, same way in Arkansas. Missouri kids had a banner year. Arkansas, not so much. I don't know what the issue was, but let me give you the example. In Missouri, statewide turkey harvest numbers for the youth season last weekend, Saturday and Sunday, in Missouri, 2,771 birds.
Wow.
That is consider this. Last year, youth hunters checked in 2,712. So it's almost a 50-bird increase.
Yeah.
So good for the youngsters. The number one camp, by the way, in Arkansas, it was less than 400.
For which county?
Statewide.
You're kidding.
No, the youth hunt in Arkansas, for whatever reason, and I haven't read anything that tells what they think the reason might be, The youth turkey hunt was terrible.
Maybe they were all here in Missouri hunting.
I guess so. Well, or they used to be here along the state line where I live. You know, we're, you know, the station right here is sitting 2 miles from the state line. Back when the deer hunt used to be, the fall deer hunt was earlier, we're talking gun season, was earlier in Arkansas than it was in Missouri. In Missouri, we always killed a lot more deer than they kill in Arkansas. Still do. And we always said, well, it's because all you Arkansas hunters run them up into Missouri.
And this was the first year that Missouri and Arkansas dates coincided, correct?
I don't know if it's the first, but it very rarely ever happens.
Okay.
And, you know, may have been, you know, years ago, may have been the same weekend, but it is a very rare occurrence. The top harvest county in the state of Missouri was Miller County, where the youngsters bagged 73 birds. Texas County was second at 71, and Callaway County, which is always a huge turkey county, 68. And here in the Ozarks region, Carter County youngsters bagged 11 turkeys, Douglas County, 32, Howell County, 26, which is an extremely low number for Howell County. Oregon County had 20, Ozark County, 23, Ripley County, 15, Shannon County, 28, Texas County, as we already mentioned, 71, and Wright County had 50. And I think some of the low numbers for some of those counties, because they are low. I mean, even Howell County, very low. Shannon County, very low. Oregon County, very low. I think it had to do with the weather. We had the storms that blew through.
That's
Friday
true.
Night.
Yep.
Severe weather Friday night, and that rain continued into Saturday morning. So I think that probably had a lot to do with in that region. But anyway, those are the numbers from the youth turkey hunt. And remember, regular spring turkey hunt opens Monday, April 19th, and runs through May the 9th in Missouri. And read those guides. That's the best thing I can tell you. We could sit here and we could go through the guide and talk about rules and regulations, but it's like, whew, you know, people just don't listen. Go to the guide and read it.
Oh, yeah, and carry it on you.
Because not knowing the rules, even if it's been a change, is not an excuse.
Not an excuse. And Arkansas, I believe, has a bunch of rule changes, if I'm correct.
A lot of rule changes. And the way they've broken up the zones, because in Arkansas, they have different zones.
Right.
And they're almost a county is almost a zone, or a group of two or three counties will be a zone. Some counties are split in half by zones, and there are different rules for the different zones.
Okay.
So you need to figure out exactly what zone you're in Arkansas, and you need to read the rules for that zone, because it does differ. And what the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission did, Wayne, they're trying to make improvements in the turkey hunt in Arkansas.
Right.
Because it hasn't been very good in recent years.
Especially the southern part of Arkansas.
Especially the southern part, and more so maybe the central part, because you get way down south, there are a lot of birds, and then in the north, there are a lot of birds, especially northwest over on Harrison and over on the White River.
Okay.
A lot of turkeys over in that part of the world. But other parts of the state, there's not. So they've divided up, and they've set the limits and all those things based on what they think the turkey population is.
Okay.
So, you know, where they perceive that there are more turkeys, there are more turkeys can be harvested.
Okay.
And where there aren't so many, I think some of them have even cut to one turkey. So there have been some changes out there to kind of try and accommodate the hunters and try and bring back turkey population where it should be.
And now in Arkansas, are you allowed to harvest a Jake?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I know there's some states where you're not allowed to harvest a Jake, which, from up north, that's kind of news to me. I've never heard of that before, but
right.
Learning all the new stuff down here,
yeah,
too.
Now, I think you are allowed in Arkansas to harvest a Jake. Anyway, check your regulations, all right? Get the book wherever you buy your tags. And of course, follow all those rules for tagging those turkeys, too, because if you don't have the turkey tagged and you get stopped, well,
right.
you can't claim, oh, I didn't know.
Right. And right. If your youngster was lucky enough last weekend to harvest one, please get on our Facebook page and share it. We'd love to see the pictures.
Oh, absolutely we would. And I believe, and again, you might want to check but I believe that if they harvested a turkey during the youth season, that counts as their one for the opening week of the regular season. So now they cannot harvest another bird until the second or third week.
That makes sense.
All right. So just know all those rules and good luck to all the hunters when the season rolls around on Monday. All right, there are some hunters across North Arkansas and in southern Missouri. They're kind of upset with the seasons running concurrently or adjacent to each other because now they have to decide, are we going to hunt in Arkansas or Missouri? And used to, the season in Arkansas was a couple of weeks ahead. You'd go hunt in Arkansas, fill your bag limits, and then hunt in Missouri.
Right.
Now you're going to have to decide which one to do.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we did in Ohio with PA. PA always opened up earlier, so you got a chance to hit out there for a couple of weeks and then roll right back into Ohio and hunt there. So it kind of extended your hunting. Instead of having a 4-week,
absolutely,
you had a 6-week season.
Now the folks along the state line, they'll have to hunt one day in Arkansas, next day in Missouri.
Right.
Flop back and forth. Flop like a dead turkey back and forth across the state line. All right, we got a good guest coming up. Let's tell people who's going to be on the show today.
We got Daryl and Harold Monk from Wise Eye Cameras.
Yeah.
We had them on last year, and Wise Eye, I mean, you talk about taking an industry by storm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're going to be hitting on a lot of key things, but I know you guys have been hearing us talk about the Wise Eye cameras on the radio here for the last, you know, six, seven, eight months.
Yeah.
I can testify that from my camera to the other ones I had up, there is no comparison.
Exactly.
None whatsoever.
Well, and Wise Eye has come from, you know, we started having them on however long it's been. It was last fall.
Yeah.
We started having them on. Nobody had ever heard of them.
Right.
And now they're almost a household name in the outdoor industry.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, folks, we'll be back. More American Roots Outdoors Radio, and we're going to talk Wise Eye cameras in just a minute.
This is Brenda Valentine, and you're listening to American Roots Outdoors with Alex Rutledge and friends.
Wishing on some love. I've been on a big board for a while. I could load him in the back of my truck.
Redbone, what would you say if I could tell you that you could kill a buck on a certain day?
I would say you're crazy. There's no way to predict how the bucks are going to move.
Well, you're wrong. There's a new camera out called Wise Eye Technologies. These guys can predict the actual deer movement, exact time that a deer is going to come through.
Really? Wise Eye Technology?
This camera has 5-megapixel pictures, has a GPS system built inside, and it's an experience using this camera. It collects data and tells you the movement, wind direction, everything.
On a camera?
On a camera. WiseEyeTechnologies.com.
And how do I find out more information about these guys?
You go to WiseEyeSmartCam.com. I'm using them. You should, too. Make your hunt easier. Use Wise Eye.
Up a big old hill, year after year, got my hunting gear.
Wise Eye Technologies presents American Roots Outdoors Radio with Alex Rutledge and his friends. I'm the Red Bull Mike Crace. Wayne Locke is in the studio. And Wayne, we have our guest on the line.
Yeah, we do, and we are lucky to have back with us, we have Harold and Daryl Monk, and also Jason Ray, who is the tech guy, and I'm using quotation marks with my fingers here, but welcome aboard, guys. Thanks for coming back on.
Hey, glad to be here.
Yeah, thanks.
Good to talk to y'all again.
You know, we were Wayne and I were talking in our opening segment of the show several months ago when we kind of started this partnership with Wise Eye coming on as part of the American Roots Outdoors team. I would go out in the public and I'd mention Wise Eye game cameras, and people would go, "Who?" And now people say, "Hey, tell me more about those Wise Eye cameras." I keep hearing you guys talk about it on the radio. So y'all have gone from like a group that not many people had heard of to the most talked about thing in game cameras in the industry. How does that feel?
Wow, that is very humbling and scary at the same time. we've worked hard at it. Jason has done an incredible job in the technology.
Mm-hmm.
Daryl has done such a great job with getting the trade shows partners lined up. Megan has kept us out of the ditch when it comes to the invoices and making sure we do things. Colton does all our website. It's a family oriented thing. We all work together, and on Sunday afternoons after church, we all sit around Dad's table and talk about what we're going to do the next week.
Wow. So, that's just amazing. So for the people that maybe don't know the Wise Eye story, kind of start at the beginning, how this group all came together and the idea of putting out these cameras that were really second to none and leading-edge technology. I know a lot of game camera companies, they advertise leading-edge technology, but you guys are even a step ahead of those people. So kind of take us to the beginnings, how you got started, and kind of to where you are now.
I was going to say, those other guys that say that? Fake news.
Yeah.
Fake news.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Well, we started, believe it or not, this summer 11 years ago.
Wow.
With the idea that we could feed specific animals, and that's where it all started. Is could you build a feeder that could feed a specific species of animal? And it was kicked around by several big feed companies, and the answer was no. And we as a family said, well, not so fast. You just challenged some Cajuns to do something that you can't dare a Cajun to do something. We set out on a quest to build a feeder that would only feed specific animals. Through a lot of toil and sweat in Dad's shop that has no air conditioner, and it's middle of July and the temperature is 115 degrees in there and all you got is a fan, we kind of felt like what a rotisserie chicken feels like in there for several months. And we came out with a machine that would listen with sound, that would listen to its environment. And we were targeting feral pigs, so we built a sound card that would listen to the environment. And if it heard the pig, it would allow the pig to eat out of the machine. If it was not a pig, then it would arm itself with 10,000 volts to kind of teach them not to come back around. So that's just where we started.
That would teach me a lesson, too.
Yeah.
There were several lessons learned. One lesson we learned was 12 volts will catch on fire. 12 volts through a capacitor will pack a wallop. We learned several times that through being hit by 10,000 volts of electricity or DC electricity, that we probably had it wired wrong, and we did it right. Didn't do it right. Mm. So it was a learning experience. Neither one of us had any electrical engineering or electrical background. We figured that out ourselves. We went to Barnes & Noble and bought a book that says Electronics for Dummies. We joked that we went back to the store and asked for electronics for Cajuns because they didn't have enough pictures in there for us. We had, you know. So that's where we started. We actually started on a quest because it said it couldn't be done.
Yeah.
And we started on that quest down that road. To fast forward a few years, we decided to this technology to bring it into deer feeders. Well, the challenge we had is deer don't make a whole lot of noise. Usually when they make a noise, the hunt's over.
Sure.
We were sitting around the dinner table one day, like we do on Sunday afternoons, and I turned to Jason and said, how can we do this with sound? And Jason just looked at me and says, I got it. And I went, you do? Because I have no idea where to even start. So Jason set out on a quest to figure out how to use picture recognition or early recognition of an animal in a picture, and just blew us away that he could do this. And like I said, he's not educated in software engineering or anything else. He was able to figure this out in a couple weeks with doing some code that he would learn from YouTube.
Wow.
And take lessons online and figured out how to build animal recognition software. I'll let Jason fill in the blanks on that, because he would come to me all excited going, watch this. And I would just look at what he was doing on the screen going, how did you do that? How could you just move a picture around and it know it's a deer, even if the deer was upside down or on a four wheeler? It just kind of, but that's what Jason, when he married my daughter, we let him in.
Well, now you're saying, thank goodness we did.
Absolutely. The deal with it is, I told Darryl, I said, man, if I knew his smart, we'd have married Melody off a long time ago.
Well, he had to bring something to the table, or he wasn't going to be allowed at the table.
Yeah, I mean, we wouldn't have been shocked so many times in the shop if Jason would have been involved a little earlier. So, but I'll let Jason expand on a little bit about the technology and what he went through to get it to where we're at today.
Okay, and you know that would be a good place. Well, Jason, yeah, if you hang on just a minute, that'd be a good place for us to take a break right here, and sure. We'll pick up with Jason's part of the story in just a minute, folks. You're listening to the humble beginnings of WiseEye Technologies and WiseEye Game Cameras on American Roots Outdoors with Alex Rutledge and his friend. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Eddie Salter, and you listen to American Roots and Outdoors with Alex Rutledge and friends.
Up a big old hill, year after year, got my hunting gear.
Welcome back to American Roots Outdoors with Alex Rutledge and friends. This is Wayne Leck. I'm Mike Crace in the studio. We have Jason, Harold, and Daryl on the phone with us. And Jason, you're getting ready to explain the tech part of your what you brought to the table to get this facial recognition technology going.
Sure. So, yeah, like he said, we were doing this with sound and tracking pigs with sound and decided we wanted to find a way to do deer. So we started looking into doing video and image recognition. And now that's not such a strange thing. I mean, your iPhone does image recognition, and you know there's several softwares online to do image recognition. But when we started it, it was very much in its infancy, and we literally had to sit down and give the computer hundreds of thousands of pictures of deers and things like that to get the computer to understand. And we've evolved it so much since then, and that's really been the biggest differentiator for us. And that's why people have really enjoyed our tech. Is it was custom built from day one, years and years ago, to be specifically for hunters in the outdoor market using trail cameras. This wasn't built by Google. This wasn't built by Facebook. This wasn't built by some big tech firm in Silicon Valley. This was built by a group of hunters to use while you're hunting. So it really is a good marriage there. And we've been able to grow the tech, and I've met some really good people that have helped me understand the tech and figure all that out, because like he said, I'm not trained in this. My degree is actually in theology and history from a Baptist seminary.
Wow.
And believe it or not, they don't teach coding classes at Baptist seminary.
Maybe
we learned all this, and I was smart enough to marry his daughter, and she would say that's the best decision I made. that's how we got all this going. So we put all that tech together into the feeder, and then thought the natural outgrowth of that is a camera. And so our camera works together with our software and our image recognition. And now we've gone so much past that. We've done some pattern recognition and some predictions. And so we can not only tell you what's in the image, but we can tell you the importance of that and why it's important that deer came at that time from that direction. And we can really start to put the whole picture of your hunt together and give you a much better idea of how to be successful going forward. So it's a great tech. We love playing with it as much as we love talking about it. We all have our own account. We all have our own cameras. We're comparing pictures all the time. So yeah. It's a lot of fun, and we really enjoyed making it. So,
well, I got a question for you. From the time that you said, I can do this, to the time your first camera that you made in your shop was able to do it, how much time went by?
Probably 3 to 6 weeks.
Wow.
The first time we said we think we can do it, we put an image in front of a camera, and it said that's a, well, at the time I was looking for pigs, so it said that's a pig.
What?
Now I would never in a million years try to sell that first version because it also said that my father-in-law was a pig too, so you know, it might be right, I'm not sure.
Well, I would say in my case, if the shoe fit, you know, I mean.
Yeah. Well, I went on a diet after that. I figured that was a diet.
Well, see, this right here tells you why the government is really screwed up, because here they've been, you know, for like terrorist recognition, facial recognition in airports and that, they spent 10 years, billions of dollars to come up with stuff that still doesn't work. It sounds nearly as good as you were, and they could have just hired a Cajun, had it done in 3 weeks, and, you know, and paid you half the money, and you'd be all set.
Exactly.
Well, you know, and I think that, you know, what you're talking about here, Jason, that is, from my experience, the biggest selling point of the WiseEye. I mean, there are the great pictures and the great video and you know, the solar to help power it and the great battery life that they have. But the big thing is it can actually, through the software, sort your deer from your turkeys, from your pigs and whatever else you set up. And not even just sort all your deer, it can sort individual deer into different folders. And I tell people that, and they're like, no, they can't do that. And I said, you go online, you take a look, talk to Alex Rutledge, he will tell you, because he's doing it with his. It absolutely can happen. And I mean, this is great innovation and saves hunters time. It saves hunters a lot of energy. And it was just a wonderful innovation.
Well, thank you. We'd like to think so. We've got a lot more planned for it. We started, for people who were using it last season, we started the predictions kind of late in the game last season. I've got some stuff planned this summer that's really going to blow them away. So this next season, as people start putting their cameras out this summer, they're going to see some new features popping up on Hunt Control. There's a whole new design coming that's going to make it more intuitive. You're going to get more features on your phone. We're trying, like you said, with the sorting pictures, our whole thing is we want to make hunting more accessible for everybody. And one of the ways we do that is we save people time. Yeah. We want to see more hunters. We want to see more young hunters. Young hunters like tech, so hopefully this will help get more young hunters out there. But we want to save people time. We want to make the experience more enjoyable. And because that's what we want to do. We want to be able to be more successful hunting while spending less time in prep, you know?
All right, so I've got to ask, and we've got, about 3 minutes left in this segment, and we'll talk more in the next segment about this. But when you went to your first retail store, or you decided, and where did you decide to, let's start there, where did you decide, and how did you decide to start marketing these cameras once you got them where you wanted them to be? I mean, was it like, we're going to sell them out of the garage, or we want to find a retailer, we're going to sell the whole idea and a patent to Bass Pro Shop or Cabela's, or, I mean, what was that decision making like?
So, I mean, originally we were actually trying to push these more direct to consumer and deal direct, and we still sell direct to consumer on our website. COVID actually kind of forced us to take a step back and find a way to reach people without actually reaching people. And so we partnered with a really good representative group that has been able to get us in a lot of stores. So there's a store locator on our website. Mm-hmm. You can find us all over the place now. And in addition to, like I said, people can still buy direct from us. But we really, I mean, if you look at the dealers we have, what we really love to do is we love to be in the mom-and-pop stores. Sure. All of us would prefer to shop at a mom-and-pop store than go to Bass Pro or a big place like that. Not knocking the big places, but we would all prefer the small local place with good service. And that's where our cameras fit great, is we get these retailers who not only sell the product, but they use the product and they understand it, and they're able to communicate it really well to our customers. So it's a great relationship. We've built a good family with our retailers and with our customers, and we all kind of know each other, and it's just been wonderful. So, yeah, we've had a real good luck with our sales group, and we still deal with customers direct to consumer all the time.
Yeah, you're nothing like, I can imagine people in one of those mom-and-pop stores, and somebody comes and has already got the WiseEye camera and says, hey, that's the one you want to get right there. Let me show you this. I mean, your customers are out there selling your product for you.
Exactly. And people feel, I mean, I'm the same way. I shop at a lot of mom-and-pop stores when I can. Mm-hmm. And you feel a connection to those places because you get good service and because people know your name when you walk in the door. And so we love being in those places. It's a great fit for our camera because people know when they go to those stores, hey, I might pay a few dollars more, but I'm going to get a quality product. And that's the demographic we're after. And so that's been a wonderful fit between the two of us. And like I said, we still, you know, do the direct-to-consumer thing on our website. You can go on our website right now and hit the little chat button at the bottom, and I guarantee you Daryl's phone will light up, and he'll be talking to you in a few seconds. So.
Wow.
Well, I was going to say, that's actually one of the things, comments we've gotten from people on our Facebook page who have bought your cameras, you know, after hearing us talk about them and posting videos and that, is that, you know, hey, I had a problem with it. I didn't understand this. I called. And they go, you're not going to believe this. I actually talked to a person. which we talk about all the time on the radio here, is your customer service is second to none. I mean, if you have a problem, you call, you guys walk these people through it. And that is fantastic.
We hope so. We hope we've been a good experience for everybody. And that's what we want, because that's the way we want to be treated by the companies we deal with. So.
You know, there are a lot of features, and we've touched on the facial recognition about the WiseEye cameras, but a lot of other features on these cameras that people need to know about, and we'll do that on our next segment. Folks, you're listening to American Roots Outdoors Radio. We're talking WiseEye game cameras, and we'll be back right after this.
Hey, everybody. This is Michael Watting with Bone Collector, and you're listening to my buddy Alex Rutledge on American Roots Outdoors, man. Don't miss an episode.
around your heart, so you never gotta worry what the wind might do. American Roots.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Rutledge with American Roots Outdoors. How many of you needed an attorney? If you're like me, sometimes you do. I go to Zane Prevett at the Prevett Law Office, Willow Springs, Missouri. No case is too big or too small. You can call Zane at 417-469-3535. Zane Prevett at the Prevett Law Office. This is Alex Rutledge, and he is my attorney.
Eagle Seed presents American Roots Outdoors Radio with Alex Rutledge and his friends. I'm the Red Bone Mike Crace. Wayne Locke is in the studio. And we got the guys from Wise Eye, the Wise Eye guys, on the phone with us. And whereabouts are y'all located? I mean, you mentioned Cajuns, but that opens up a pretty large area. Where exactly are y'all located?
Yeah, we're located in just out of Baton Rouge, north of Baton Rouge, a little town called Pride. So you can basically say the Baton Rouge suburbs.
Okay. It's a town called Pride. Well, that's a great name.
That's a good name, right? Yeah.
And they got to be proud of what y'all are doing, putting Pride on the map. All right, so we left off, and we had talked quite a bit about the recognition features of the Wise Eye cameras. And in fact, that it can pick out deer, and through the software, load those into a deer folder only, so you don't have to look through 8 million pictures to find, you know, 50 pictures of deer. It does the same thing with turkeys and whatever you want to set it up, however you want to set it up to do that. Another thing that your camera does is it kind of acts as a, if I understand this correctly, as a GPS. I mean, that camera knows exactly where it is, and it will tell you where you are. Is that kind of the layman's way to say it?
That's a pretty good way. It doesn't tell you where you're at. It tells you where the camera's at.
Well, and that's what I was talking about. Yeah, it tells you where the camera is. Well, and I remember Alex saying when he got his first camera, and he got on the phone with you guys, and don't remember who he said he was talking to, said, "Oh, Alex, you live at so-and-so and so-and-so. You got two buildings on your farm." And I mean, you gave him the whole outlay. He said, "And your camera's in your house." And I think that's pretty amazing that these cameras have that technology.
Yeah, that was one thing that we really concentrated on, and Jason was really, really big in this side, is making sure, because we wanted to pull exact data. We're gonna collect information, and information's the key here. Mm-hmm. We wanted to know where you're at, and when the picture is taken, we can pull from the National Weather Service at that GPS location the exact conditions at that tree.
Right.
So we know which way the wind is blowing, what barometer pressure, moon phases, wind direction, wind speed, temperature, relative humidity. So we can gather all this data and we store it for that one picture. So we've got a lot of information, way more than probably what the individual wants. Because the individual says, "Hey, there's a deer in the picture." He didn't look around going, "Hey, I finally got a deer in the picture." So we stored all this information, and that's, we needed to do that with the GPS location, and that's why we put such a robust GPS locator in here. Yeah, we get a kick out of a couple people when they take a picture, and they'll say, "Is the GPS working?" And we say, "Yeah, you're standing outside on your back porch, and you're off of Highway 48. You know, and they go, "Really?" And I go, "Yeah, if you go out in the backyard, we may can see you, but I think we're pretty close."
Well, see, that's just amazing. And another thing that does, guys, is it helps if your camera should get stolen, because whoever steals it, when they turn it on, you're going to know exactly where that camera is.
Yeah, that's the deal. We actually had a couple cameras been stolen. We're waiting for them to turn on, so we don't know what happens to them. If they never turn them on, we'll never find them.
Right.
You know, there's just no way to find them, because they could throw them in a trash bin or something like that. We can't remotely turn them on.
Yet.
But if they do turn them on, the individual will see it on his map. When he pulls it up, he will see that his camera's down somewhere in North Mississippi.
Wow.
He'll be able to see it. So if the individual does turn the camera back on,
we will be able to find it.
Yeah, and if they're going to go through the trouble of stealing the game camera, eventually they're going to turn it back on because they're going to want to use it.
Yeah, that would really be, it would make a whole lot of sense to steal it and not use it.
Exactly.
But I didn't say criminals were the smartest bunch out there anyway.
True there.
Your ethical hunters are going to be okay. It's the ones that the non-ethical hunters that were causing the problems.
So got just a few minutes here. So if people want to explore more about WiseEye game cameras and WiseEye technology, where do they go? How do they go about it?
Well, you can look on the website. It's called WiseEyeTech.com. That's WiseEyeTech.com. You can find us there. There's also a big group that we have on Facebook called WiseEye Tech. You can go there. You can actually look at the pictures, look at the videos that individuals are putting up there. They're just absolutely fabulous, the video stuff that we're seeing that's coming from all over the country. And then I think on social media, on Instagram, also it's called WiseEye Tech. So, feel free to go out, take a look, and see what we got.
Yeah, that's great, guys. And we're not going to end here. We got a bonus segment. And of course, our listeners can go to their favorite podcast carrier like Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, Pandora, Google Podcasts, you name it, we're on it. But we're going to talk more, not only about I want to touch base on what kind of pictures that you guys are enjoying seeing, because I know the ones that I've been seeing posted from some of the users and that have been fantastic, and some of them pretty funny too. But we're going to talk more about that. I want to dive deep into this hunt control, because I think that's something that is such an important feature that goes along with the camera. Without the hunt control, the camera's great, but the hunt control just puts it in a whole class by itself, and we're going to touch base more on that on the podcast. If you've missed any of the radio portion of this, just hop on the podcast, because you can hear the entire thing from there and catch everything you missed.
Wayne, I think people are out there listening right now going, okay, these cameras have got to be super expensive if they're doing all of what they're doing. And folks, I'm here to tell you, and we'll get a price point here, but I'm here to tell you that that is not the case. So guys, your cameras, I mean, they retail in what range?
They retail for $299. That's what we sell them for on our website.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a lot of dealers. You can go to a dealer locator page on our website. We have a store locator, find one near you. And you can check those stores, and they sometimes could offer sales, which it's not going to ever be any more than $299.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why that price? I mean, for all the features this camera has, I mean, you could probably add $100 to that, and people wouldn't even take another thought about it. They would go ahead and buy it once they see the technology. I mean, why $299?
Well, we looked at all the cameras out there, and we looked at the price range of the cameras that are similar to ours, and we thought the pricing was a little ridiculous. So we put our heads together, and we wanted to make something affordable for everyone to use, not just wealthy people.
Sure.
So we want it to be affordable so everybody can have one.
Yeah, so a camera made by your average hunter for the average hunter.
Exactly.
All right, very cool. Wayne, we are going to continue this discussion over on the bonus segment. And it's been a good show. Guys, thanks for being with us on the radio portion of the show. And Wayne, tell people how to find the bonus on the podcast.
Yeah, just go to your local podcast. I'm just messing up.
Podcast.
Podcast, yes, carrier. On your phone or your computer. Like I said, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, Google Podcasts. You name it, we're on it. Just type in American Roots Outdoors and hit subscribe. Make sure you leave us a review. And we're going to be giving away a special gift for anybody that leaves a review on this WiseEye episode here, because I'm telling you guys, you're going to love more of what you're going to hear in this bonus segment. So make sure you go to it, because we're going to be giving away some secrets that will tell you why $299 is a steal.
Absolutely. And folks, that's going to wrap it up for the American Roots Outdoors with Alex Rutledge and his friends this week. Remember, when your roots run deep and strong,
there's no reason to fear the wind.
See you next week. And good luck in the turkey woods starting on Monday.
so you never gotta worry what the wind might do. American Roots.
Thank you for joining us for today's American Roots Outdoors Radio with Alex Rutledge. You can find us on Facebook. Look us up on the World Wide Web at AmericanRootsOutdoors.com. We'll be back again next week on this great radio station.
WiseEye Technology presents American Roots Outdoors with Alex Rutledge and friends. This is Wayne Locke. I got Mike Crace in the studio here with me. If you are listening to this, that means you are listening to us on your favorite podcast carrier. We want to tell you we thank you very much for listening to us, and please leave us a review. A 5-star review would be great, and make sure
you 4 would be okay.
4 is okay. We'll deal with 4.
3, but just don't even bother.
But make sure if you leave us a review, you leave your real name and the state that you're from in the review so we can contact you. We do pull winners here and there to give away some great stuff. We're going to be giving away a turkey call this next week here, so make sure you get a review. And we may have a little something extra in there also if you're leaving a review on the Wise Eye episode here. So, yeah, I got that movie stuck in my head. I watched that the other day. Man, is that a good movie.
It is a good movie.
But, you know, for those guys that are out there right now thinking, man, $299, I can just get a camera at Walmart for $59. I'm going to say a little testimonial here to people, and that is, what is your time worth? Because if you're having a camera that you have to go out and drive, say, an hour to your hunting spot, pull cards, check the cards, go back, and then find
out $20 worth of batteries.
And right, $20 worth of batteries, and another, well, with today's gas prices, another $40 in gas. It would only take you a couple trips of checking those cameras, and you could have had yourself a WiseEye camera that sent the stuff right to your computer, right to your phone, and you would know, I don't need to be going out today because the camera says today's a sucky day. Yep. Don't go.
Yeah, and you're not going to contaminate your area where your camera is by going into that area.
Exactly.
That's a huge thing.
Right, so it will literally pay for itself within 30 days of having this camera because the chances of, like you said, contaminating your area, bumping out that big buck, having a big buck walk around and into your neighbor's property, because your neighbor will probably love the fact that you're checking your camera every week. To where now you don't have to, you can keep that big buck on your property and that. But this, guys, I want to go roll right into something else here. This camera is not just for hogs, not just for deer, but it's also, this is turkey season, it's also used for turkey. And we've been discussing this, and I've been posting on my Facebook page and that, some videos talking about how I'm moving my camera around because I've had problems this year with turkey on my property. They just seem to have disappeared. And I've just moved my camera yesterday to the 5th location in the last 3 weeks trying to locate some turkeys that I should be in these spots that I've had these. But that's a way of using these cameras, isn't it? To locate the animals in that, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. You can definitely use them as a scouting device and move them around and let them sit for a while. And like you said, that way you're not having to, if with a traditional camera, you'd have to go disturb the property just to find out that there was nothing there, or worse yet, you have to check the camera every week while you're doing your scouting, and you end up disturbing the one group of turkeys that you found. And so this way, you move it to a spot, you can wait a few weeks, you can get the camera, you can get the pictures on your phone, and know that, hey, I'm safe to go hunting, or I need to go move my camera. You can have that good information before you go potentially ruin a good spot.
Right. Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest advantages of this camera is the fact, like we were just saying, the last few minutes here, is that you can sit at home, wait for the right time. And I'm not saying, telling hunters, hey, just sit at your house and wait. Oh, look, there's a turkey. I'm going to throw my camo on and run over there. Because, hey, for a lot of guys, if you're hunting your own place, maybe that's the case. But for guys that don't, they're going to know what time that flock is rolling through that field on an everyday basis. And they're going to say, hey, between 9 and 10, I got these toms showing up in the strut zone. I know to be in there at that time. No reason to go in early in the morning, bump them out of the roost, and then ruin a whole day's hunt.
Absolutely. We're enjoying, because we get to see a lot of the videos and pictures that come through. And turkeys are definitely, can be patterned very, very easily. Mm-hmm. They're a bird of habit. If they're not pushed or human intrusion scares them, they will return to the same spot every day. And these cameras are good at showing you that movement and where they're comfortable.
Right. And I've used them this year to in the past, I shouldn't say this year, this last year here, in the past for a population count to find out, you know, what does my population look like for this, you know, coming spring or for the deer, you know, what bucks made it through the season. So it's not just for hunting, but it's got so many different uses you can use it for.
Yeah,
you're right. It does. We have several customers that are using them for surveillance. I mean, I'm not going to say who, you know, on the air, but we have some city and some game warden type people that are using them for surveillance to watch certain areas.
Hmm. Yeah, another beautiful thing.
And then we also have some people that are using them for predator hunting, and we're going to have some more predator features coming out this summer. For instance, everybody likes to shoot, you know, coyotes or bobcats or, you know, whatever your predator situation is. But we had a big ranch in Texas that had mountain lions that were capable of killing some of their bucks, and they were able to use our camera to go get rid of the mountain lions. And they sent us a picture of the mountain lion they killed using our camera, and it was amazing. It was a huge, huge cat. But that's just one more thing. We're going to be adding even more and more predator stuff in to help people, you know, control their property and be able to control all aspects of it. So.
Wow, that's amazing. All right, so Jason, you mentioned early on in the radio portion of the show that you had some ideas for some new innovations that you were going to try and incorporate this summer to be out maybe by fall. Sure. Can you kind of give us a hint here before we have to wrap it up what some of those things might be? And you may have just touched on one with the predator hunting.
Yeah, so absolutely. The predators are going to get much more expensive. They're going to be getting their own category this summer. So for people who are using Hunt Control now or they've seen the demos, right now you have deer, hog, turkey, and other, and everything else falls into the other. So this summer you will see folders for predators. You'll see folders for vehicles and humans and things like that. So we're going to be breaking that out much more, giving you a lot more control there. We're having a new prediction system coming out that's going to not only be more accurate and give you more data, but it's going to allow you to manipulate some of the data. So maybe you want to know how something affects the predictions, and so you can actually go manipulate all that yourself.
Wow.
And to go along with all that, we're doing a new interface that's going to be a lot more intuitive for a lot of people. So hopefully that helps out get all those complicated features down to a simplistic form. So.
Well, that's fantastic. I know a lot of guys not a lot, but I know some guys. They like, and they've harvested so many deer and turkeys over the years. They're getting older like me. They like playing with the technology. What was the barometric pressure that day? What was the temperature that day? What was the wind speed? I mean, they like having that information because that becomes some of the fun part of the hunt. And comparing, you know, and putting together years of data, it just makes the hunt that much more interesting. When you've got stuff to do during the off season, and when you're looking at these deer and saying, okay, the barometric pressure is 29.96, and that deer came through, winds were out of the south, temperature was, you know, 42 degrees. I mean, all that stuff can be used to help plan your hunt for the future.
Absolutely, and it becomes completely addictive to use the system. We have multiple people that tell us that they wake up in the morning and before they pour coffee, they're already checking their Hunt Control account to see what happened last
guilty.
Night.
Guilty. I'm guilty of that.
Yeah, so hopefully we're not costing anybody their marriage or anything like that. That's not our goal.
Well, no, because the wife...
Yeah, it is a very fun system to use.
Yeah, and well, you're not going to cost anybody a marriage because the first thing the wife does is reach over on the nightstand, unplug her phone, and check her Facebook.
Just a different way of doing it.
The guy
it, right.
just reach over on his nightstand, pick up his phone, and check his Hunt Control.
Right. And you're saying, and you also said that you're going to make it even easier with the phone app. You're going to have some extra features on there too, aren't you?
Yeah. So right now, the phone app for people who are using it, it's a little bit limited, and not everything you can do on the website. Are you able to do in the phone? So that'll be changing this summer. You'll be able to get every single feature in your phone. Again, better menus so you can move things around. We will have all that out before the season for sure. We're going to just see how much we can get done before the hunting season starts. We have some new mapping stuff coming out, so you'll be able to put some more information into the mapping. So we're really excited about it all. There'll be in the next month or so, you'll be seeing some YouTube videos come out on our YouTube channel that shows all the demos of the new systems and what they look like, and both for iOS devices, for Apple devices, and for all Android devices. And then, of course, you can still use the Hunt Control website. So, yeah, we're really excited about the update.
Excellent. Yeah, we'll be sure to share those videos, too, when they come out and get them on our Facebook page and on our Instagram pages, too, the links and everything. But, hey, guys, we're going to wrap it up here. I want to tell everybody thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate another information-packed episode.
Absolutely. And, folks, if you want to find out more about WiseEye cameras, go to WiseEyeTech.com.
And like we say here at American Roots, when your roots run deep and strong,
there's no reason to fear the wind.